warning.
The following podcast is not recommended for listeners under 17.
My name is Matt Foley. I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
If any of our material offends you, send us your address, and we will mail you a snowflake care packet, including tissues, tampons, and more. You're listening to the Glitter Squirrels.
Hey, how you doing? You know who this is? You're on the... Pardon me? Freddy? Are you Freddy? Freddy the drummer?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you doing this evening? Where you at? Are you jacking?
No, I'm home.
Are you playing with your dick? Are you playing with your dick? Are you naked?
No, I've been playing with my dick.
Sure?
Yeah, pretty much.
Who are you playing with these days? Freddy?
Yeah.
Hello, Freddy.
This is Freddy.
Yeah. Freddy the drummer, right?
Yeah.
You're aware of WLSD Radio, right, Freddy? You're live on the air right now via satellite?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you gay?
Man.
Are you gay?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm pretty happy though.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yeah.
He laughed like a little kid. You know what Michael Jackson and Kmart have in common? They both got boys' underwear half off.
There you go, brother.
We don't have any cool radio tickets or anything to give you right now. We just want to call and harass you for a minute. And we appreciate your participation here on WLSD. You sure you're not gay?
Pretty sure of it.
Well, you don't sound too sure of it. Guys, does he sound sure of it?
No, I don't know.
Well, anyway, thanks for playing, and we're going to hang out. We're going to send you a fruit basket and a adult supersized rubber d*** for participating with it. Thank you. Let's hear it for Freddie. Yeah. Thanks, Freddie. You have a good evening. Important message from WLSD. Things not to do. Never come out of the Elvis Graceland Mansion, use the bathroom, and come out and say, it smells like somebody died in there.
This is WLSD, your hallucination radio station.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
So you think you have tough days sometimes. Well, let me tell you what.
This guy's day probably got a whole lot worse.
This is probably going to be in the top five.
Here we go.
Time.
Our producers finally got their shit together and let's got us the phone call. Let's hear it for our producers.
Let's hear it for the lovely talent.
See, you hear nothing, right?
Have you met our engineers?
The producer.
Kirk the Jerk and Slim. Hello. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
The producer gets no love whatsoever, man.
It's nothing.
No love whatsoever. You didn't even hear anybody applaud. There wasn't even a damn clap. Okay. All right, let's listen to this 911 call.
911 Legacy.
This is something I got to see. This is unbelievable.
Hey, what's the problem, man?
I got a bad report.
We had a truck stuck in the pump block.
She tells him you gotta stop laughing.
It's bad when you make a comment.
You gotta stop laughing. Yeah, this is
something
he's in the pool every day.
Oh.
He's in the pool. He's in the pool. He's in the
pool. He's in the
three.
Well, he didn't reach the bottom
of
your floor,
did he? I'm sorry. He's doing this. Okay, are you security there? Yeah, but I'm on the next floor here.
You're the night clerk.
<It's just bad.
laughs> You can't keep laughing.
Could you imagine? This is your 15 minutes for all the world to see.
Yeah.
This guy right here.
This guy right here.
Shriveled up like a set of raisins. I just wish mine were that big.
I just want to know what they treated him for. Like,
I don't know.
They said he was treated at a hospital.
What would you treat him with? A shrunken gnat? Because if you listen to it, it says...
Like here, man. Take some Viagra. That'll go away in four
hours.
Yeah,
but if you notice, it is only 3 hours, so he didn't reach his four-hour minimum boner Viagra he barely gave you.
Maybe that's false advertisement on Viagra. Maybe we need to sue him.
And speaking of Viagra, I don't get it. You know, you see the commercial at night, and they're promoting Viagra, and they tell you... If you're experiencing nausea and erection for more than this, vomiting, dizziness, that's going to put you in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I get feeling like I'm puking, drunk, sick off a pill that gives me a boner, I'm ready for sex. So I'm thinking, why would you, I don't get it. You got a pill to make you Superman, but It could be problems. I mean, the guy in South Florida, God only knows what was happening while he was standing there looking out at the beach.
Well, it was actually North Florida is what the 911 dispatcher said.
And that's...
And she kept telling the guy.
North Florida is actually just Southern Georgia. I'll probably get grilled for that.
Well,
hey.
she actually said, sir, you got to stop laughing.
You know, it'd be hard to laugh. I don't even know.
If it was me stuck in that situation, oh my God, I would punch that guy in the head as soon as they freed me.
Well, I tell you what we need to do here at WLSD right now. We need to just probably dedicate a song, Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yeah, let's do that.
To that guy right there.
It's next on
WLSD. Hey, we hope your balls are doing okay there in North Florida.
Yes.
Hang in there. Don't hang in there too long.
To the guy that got your balls stuck in the pool suction, this is Steeler's Wheel. Stuck in the Middle with You on WLSD, your hallucination station. And now, a public service announcement. If you're ever eating jelly beans and you get a hold of the black ones, don't eat them.
They suck.
Yeah, they're disgusting. Yeah,
they suck.
They're terrible. We just thought you should know.
You should know this.
This is WLSD, your hallucination radio station.
What's up? It's Slim and Kirk the Jerk.
Hey.
And we got a question for you.
And what would that be?
Do you like to get it on, Kirk?
I like to get it on.
I do too.
I like to get it on. I'm a get it on super freak.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So here's what we got for you. The Super Orgy is coming to the Big Sandy Superstore Arena in Huntington.
Absolutely.
This weekend.
And this, have you heard about this?
No, I haven't heard about this.
Yes, apparently the Lions Den, Trojan, Astroglide, they've all got together, and they've got the Civic Arena for a one-night Super Freak Fest.
Okay.
Giant orgy. I understand there's going to be a John Holmes tribute band.
Nice.
There's going to be a motivational speech from Ron Jeremy.
Wow.
Kinds
it gets
of
better and
things.
Better.
Yeah.
It gets better and better.
Right. And I think the first 100 people through the door getting the new Linda Lovelace blow-up doll.
Oh, okay.
With that as
yeah,
well.
I've actually got one of those at home. They're great.
They're pretty neat.
But, yeah. You're married. You don't have to have one, though.
I've been... You know, with somebody for almost 16 years. So I just kind of, I'll just grab
a
watermelon, whatever fruit's available, maybe a cucumber, really get crazy.
But. Absolutely. This is brought to you by the Lion's Den.
Yes, the
it's
Lion's
brought
Den.
To you by Astroglide and Trojan
Magnums.
No, Magnums. Oh.
Magnums, absolutely.
So there's going to be some big penis men there.
There's going to be penis.
Oh,
big penis,
wow.
Small
big
penis, rhinoceros.
But what are the small penis going to do with those Trojan Magnums? Because those are made for people with big penises.
I don't know. You could always maybe use it for a duffel bag. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe you got to get out and go, and you got to be gone quick. You just grab a couple of those and, throw what you really, really need in there.
Yeah.
Like your love doll.
Yeah.
A watermelon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Things a guy could use.
What else do they have going on at this super orgy?
Let me tell you, Slim, there's going to be all kinds of great things. Now would be a great time to get, mom and dad out of the house. It's been a long, cold winter, but there's going to be, I understand there's going to be a nude twister marathon. Ron Jeremy's going to be hosting that.
Nice.
Which I would like to see.
That might be interesting.
What are you going to say?
Left foot blue, Kirk.
Or right gonad red. how's that work? And there's going to be they got a donkey show at noon.
Oh, a donkey show.
Yes, I understand. And they've got a really lovely donkey.
A donkey show at a super orgy.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I mean, what would a super orgy be without a donkey show? Now,
exactly.
If you've been to Tijuana, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't go. I'm just saying.
Right.
So they've brought up some people from Tijuana and a donkey. They're going to have that going on. And,
nice.
Those kind of things. There's going to be a new dunking tank.
Wow.
And I understand they have a huge, I think there's a 15-foot rubber and it's going to be strategically located in the middle of the tank. And so all you anal unretentive people, maybe,
Anal unretentive. I like it, Kirk.
If you're into the exit, I tell people a lot, the long
hey, you know,
all,
I've actually
I tell met, them it's an exit.
I tell people that myself, but I've actually met girls that enjoy that.
There are some women who it gets a little crazy, and for some reason they want to get that finger thing going there. And that just,
yeah,
that,
I,
it's like, boo.
I don't want the headline to read, local radio DJ dies, fingernail stuck in ass.
I'm saying, you know, and I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure we can find that phone call, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to exist.
We'll put our producers on the case. We'll probably have it here in the next couple of days or so. But
we're going to look. Yeah, we're going to work on that for you.
Yeah.
But once again, that's Saturday night, one big night only, right here at the Big Sandy Superstore Arena.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the whole weekend.
Is it the whole weekend?
I think it is the whole weekend.
It's a love fest.
Yeah, it's just a big love fest, man. Everybody's going to get together and just hump everybody. But you know there's going to be one woman on the news to mess it up for everybody. Like,
oh,
it was awful. He just come out in the crowd and started f***ing people.
It was terrible. He came on my face and wrote his name in it.
Yeah, like he shit some lady's tooth. It was awful.
The MILF booth is going to be there.
Yeah.
We got MILF. I mean, just really every... By the way, all things porno.
Yeah.
Nasty, awesome. Horrible.
By the way, special thanks, Rodney Carrington, for that line.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rodney, wherever you're at. We're going to send you a free box of Rid, unopened, with the comb still intact. For that seafood, loving treat, crab nebula.
You know, we got a lot of contacts, you and me. We ought to try to get Rodney Carrington on the show. What do you think?
I think he would go for it.
I think he would,
I think Rodney would eat it up.
I do, too. Let's contact him.
We should contact Rodney.
Let's do it. You have got to get yourself to the Big Sandy Superstore Arena this weekend.
We're going to be giving away tickets to that as well.
Yes, actually. So we'll take caller 9 right now, 304-781-ROCK.
Number 69. Let's take caller number 69.
Yeah, let's do caller 69. That 304-781-ROCK, 304-781-LOUD. Call toll-free 866-552-ROCK, the number to call. And caller number 69, you are going to the Super Orgy this weekend at the Big Sandy Superstore Arena.
Yes. Kiss my friend Cassandra, Jessica,
we'll play ball.
Hi, Ray.
Yeah.
Ray, hi. This is Slim and Kirk the Jerk from the Freak Show Morning Show in Huntington, West Virginia. How are you?
How you doing, Ray?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. The reason I'm calling you today is I was hoping I could maybe catch you. I heard that you covered a local artist, Mike Murphy. You covered his song, Old Cheap Wine. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Just as a team that I really, really have loved my mic for years.
Right.
And it's something I always wanted to do. We covered it in Cry Wolf with Philip Osborne and Denver Triggs back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting in the studio one day, wasn't doing anything, was needing something to do, and pulled that out and started working on it.
Wow, wow. So you made it a hit.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
No problem, no problem. Now, another question that I have for you. It's kind of going around the Nashville rumor mill. This is what I got from a couple people down in Nashville. It's kind of going around the Nashville rumor mill that maybe you and Ty Herndon have some kind of relationship. Is that accepted in Nashville now?
Oh, whatever. That's funny.
Oh, that's just, dude, I'm just stating what I was told. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a radio DJ, you know? What about you and Ty Herndon, man? Is that going on, or?
No, I don't even know the guy.
Okay.
Did he just say he's seen another guy?
Yeah, thank you, John.
He recognized you. Yeah, your buddy John Hall wanted to pull a trick on you, man. What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
But it is on. It's being recorded on the radio and everything. Well, obviously, you can tell. I mean, so I was like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to call Ray. We're going to get him interviewed and get him on that and everything. We're going to get him working towards that. And then just f*** him up.
Yeah, I heard you in the background there, dude.
Oh, I know. These condensers, man. You can hear a mouse f*** on cotton. It's insane.
Hey, my daddy. I want to be rich.
I'm Ted Williams. I'm the Golden Voice, and I am a proud sponsor of my own self for AA. AAA, what is AA? The alcohol people? What do they call it? AA? 12-steppers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Ted.
Here's what gets me. Here's what gets me.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to start it.
All right.
Here's what gets me.
What gets your goat, Slim?
This Ted Williams guy.
Oh, Ted, back in the headlines.
Yeah. Apparently, he's now got an alcohol problem.
But that's new news for you've seen Ted, right?
Yeah. And apparently, he's in rehab, and, you know, now, you know, it's funny because everybody wanted this.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Everybody in America wanted to see some kind of success story like that.
We thrive on that here.
Exactly.
In America, especially.
I don't know if you've seen the video or not, but in the video, apparently, he's got a cardboard sign that says, I'm an ex-radio announcer, fallen on hard times, need help, God bless you. And first of all, I don't know why you'd take that. I mean, I wonder how much cardboard he actually had to use to write that sign.
I would say it was probably the door off his flat, cardboard box, where he's probably living under an underpass in Columbus, I think.
Yeah, in Columbus.
Well, he's from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, a New York guy.
Yeah, he's from New York. They had the reunion with his mother. He did some TV shows.
Yeah, I saw the one with his mother where he cried like a kid who had shit his pants on a playground. like he was shunned forever. But if you looked at Ted, it wouldn't be like news to me and go, I think this guy is. I wouldn't look at Ted and go, he's led a clean, healthy lifestyle.
Right.
He looked like ass.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Yeah.
Strung out.
Yeah. And if you noticed, his mother didn't, like, respond to him.
It wasn't a good embrace. It was almost a kind of shocking thing for her.
It was like, oh, my God.
Lanky ass coming down the corridor there from, I guess it was the airport.
Right.
I found it, yeah, I was like, the guy's a flake. We're going to give this guy too much money. But you know, you got to look at the bright side about Ted. At least he is going to have the money to pay for rehab this time.
Yeah.
And he won't be homeless until probably, maybe he gets out.
Well, now that depends if he does something smart with his
money.
Do
you think he's getting a lifetime supply of Kraft macaroni and cheese?
That I don't know. If you haven't seen the video, it features him at the end saying, Kraft macaroni and cheese, it's good.
Well, yeah, what is that? It's like, I just took a healthy poop this morning. It was smooth. Metamucil. You know, I mean, what do you do there? You know,
we need to call those people, man, see if we can get some going.
We need to call Ted.
Yes.
Ted would probably. Yeah. Could, I mean, if we gave him a buck, he would give us some of that golden voice
action. Yeah, I wonder.
I wonder if he's going to blow his gig with the Cavaliers as well.
See, I've got my own golden voice, though. I don't need a cardboard sign. We've got audio cardboard signs.
I'm working on a cardboard
Mine
sign.
Says current radio announcer needs a pay raise. That's what mine says.
But I'm union, damn it. Yeah, Ted. Ted's going to be interesting because I think Ted's going to be the kind of guy that ends up in an alley back in the Bronx with a needle in his arm and, you know, like everybody go, oh, but everyone thought he was so squared away.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
I'm like,
thinks,
the guy's a douchebag.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a guy and exploit him because he, you know.
Here's my thing. Every homeless person has a con story. Some kind of con story, just like prostitutes. Prostitutes have some kind of story to tell you when they get in your car.
When I'm paying for a prostitute hour, I don't want to hear a story.
Right.
For the record.
Exactly. Exactly. That's my point.
You can tell me a story, lady. No one said anything about breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even want to hear that your car's broke down and you need some money and all this other stuff. Look, I'm picking you up. I'm paying for sex. I want sex.
That's it. I want your sex.
Yes, that's it. That's all I want from you. I don't want you to tell me some sob story. If I wanted a sob story, I'd go home to my girlfriend. You
know? I would just read old letters from my ex-girlfriends. Or if I want a sob story, let me tell you about when. You know,
but still, it just, you know, every homeless person has a con story. And I really
some
think
of them are
this,
legit, but for the most part.
I think this guy's just a con. I really do.
He cleaned up rather nicely. That's what I'm thinking because, you know, you hear these stories about people in Florida and families that are working literally on the street corners, pulling down $300-$400 a day, standing there in their little Reeboks and their little alligator shirt.
They do it here in Huntington.
And they make a fortune. So it'd be easy to put on a Vietnam coat, go stand around and tell people. And I think it really read, I'm Ted Williams, and I have severe drug and alcohol issues, and I need money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So,
well, I mean, I saw his cardboard sign. It did say ex-radio announcer.
Yeah, he said he did.
You know,
say
stuff like that. And then that guy comes up and gives him a dollar. The only reason that video went viral is because it was a Tuesday. There was nothing going on in the news. Nothing happening. No news is good news, as we always say. But there was nothing going on in the news. They saw this guy. They saw he was an ex-radio announcer.
There it was.
And they said, hey, man, here's a dollar. Give us that golden voice. And he's like, when you want the best, you want Magic 98.9. And it's just like, dude.
That wasn't even worth a buck, though. Yeah. I mean, that was maybe almost a quarter at that point. You would think he might have went on to say, live this weekend from Cleveland, it's Van Halen, or you know, for a buck, I want a little more than some guy to, like, you know, butter me up and then just drop me there with that's all I get for a dollar.
Well, I just wonder, like, how much heroin he went and bought after that day before he got famous.
I would say he probably got together with what was the old child superstar from back in the, what was the show?
Danny Bonaduce.
No, the chick, her dad was in the Mamas and the Papas, and she wrote a book here recently.
Is it?
And she said she slept with her father.
The part
Mackenzie thing? Phillips, of course.
Oh yeah, Mackenzie Phillips.
Goes to airports,
okay.
And you know, has heroin strapped in her belt buckles. I figure them two are probably hooping it up about now.
You think?
Probably. Yeah, it's a good possibility.
Well, now he got in trouble in L.A.
for what?
Apparently, him and his daughter were in a huge dispute. The cops were called.
Ted?
And yeah, Ted Williams.
Okay,
and
so this is
fast forward. Yeah, this is
okay.
Fast forward. After his fame,
I've been busy.
After his fame, he apparently there was a dispute in the hotel room. The cops were called, and you know, just a bad situation.
Were they thinking, find narcotics, or did they find anything?
No, they didn't find anything that they could convict him with. But they did have to resolve the situation rather quickly.
A panic phone call. 911. My dad's a psycho. Everybody's seen him on YouTube.
Yeah.
And now he's in L.A. trying to score the good drugs.
Yeah, well,
I understand the heroin trade was just like crappy.
I don't know if he was scoring drugs. Here's what I think. I think that all the bridges that he burned, like
while
he
was
homeless,
to come from a rather large family. You
right.
Think this guy was one of the Waltons.
Right. And he's got like 9 kids or something like that. And
right.
You know, you would think that like they here's my thinking is that what's going to end up happening to this guy is that all those bridges that he burned while he was homeless, all those people that he over, all those people that he ripped off, all those people that like he didn't.
Right. I was thinking, why do you have so many people in your family?
Yeah.
And you've pissed off people so severely that you're just that guy that people gave up on your sorry ass.
And now
look at you.
Yeah.
You know, they got some cash, and it's like winning the lottery. Everyone's going to run to Brother Ted and tell you what a great guy and what a hard time he's had.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to like build gold diggers. But, Ted's going to blow it eventually. I mean, it's not going to be a matter of what. It's
going to
be a matter of when. When did Ted make the big news? Ted Williams found dead in the back of alley behind Hooters. or some, you know, cheap, slutty porno store or something like that, you know.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It is
going to happen. And when it does, when that bomb drops,
he's as dead as Steve Irwin.
You
know what's coming for that guy, too.
So
you just
know what's coming.
Right.
You know what's going
to
happen.
I'm sorry to make reference to Steve, but hey, man, you just can't play with.
We're gonna play a little game here.
Do. I love games.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, games are fun.
All right. Now, let's, we're going to do our audio cardboard sign. Okay.
You're going to read what yours would say?
Yeah, well, I already know what mine would say. Current radio announcer needs pay raise.
Okay.
But
fair enough.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But even still, you know, I'm a homeless radio DJ myself. I'm a current radio DJ.
There is
no money in this broadcasting business unless you are syndicated.
Right. That's where the big chips are at. You know.
Look at Howard Stern.
Howdy,
dude's got
W and BC. Hey, Howard. Yeah, you know, I admire the Stern.
I do too. He was my idol growing up, you know.
He's a big idol of mine. I wonder what his son would have read if he was ever in Ted Williams' situation with all the money he's received and that's here recently. I just wonder what to say.
Let me tell you something. If you are shooting up $500 million worth of heroin,
well,
you're not alive.
Now, all you got to do is call Steven Tyler. He'll tell you how he snorted his car, his mansion. Why do you think those guys still tour? They got to make money. But,
I wondered why he did American Idol. But
what do you think of that?
Yeah.
What do you think of Steven?
You know.
On the idol.
Well,
I don't know how it's gonna be. I'd rather see him than Simon Cowell, by the way.
Yeah.
You read those here?
Yeah, yeah. It's a Simon Says You Suck.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you're going to wear a hat, wear that one.
Well, you know, and here's the thing that gets me. Let's get to our game here real quick.
Yeah.
All right. Ted Williams did his little stint, and he kind of gave a vocal demo with the guy holding the video camera.
Right.
So, you know, he said, when you're listening to oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9. You know, and that was all he said. And they're like, oh, my God, he's got a golden voice.
Out.
And it's just like, Do you people not listen to the radio that often?
Right. Do you not listen to any kind of radio at all?
Apparently, I mean, they don't, man.
How simple you have to be to think this guy is the bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have thought it was the announcer from The Price is Right.
Right. And the crappy thing about it is that radio is a dying business. It's like, you know, everybody's listening to their CDs and their iPods.
Right.
And things like that. You know, nobody's...
The app thing's going to work for everybody.
Yeah, I believe that.
And privately owned radio seems to be doing a little better than the CC people.
Yeah.
We don't really want to dump them on here.
Yeah, we're not going to...
Catch a bunch of heat from JJ.
They could sign us.
Jennings rhymes with Jennings.
Yeah, we'll take any offer. We'll take any offer.
We'll take any offer. We've got cardboard signs right here, right now. We're holding them.
Yep, exactly. And we will take any offer that you want to give us.
I just, I can't see I got to unask myself from the drum stool eventually. I've got to go somewhere else with this. So please donate all the dollars you can to...
Yeah, Slim and Kirk the Jerk.
Kirk the Jerk.
The Freak Show Morning Show.
Get your freak on.
Yeah, get your freak on. That's
wrapping up on Freaking Friday right now.
All right, now let's just pretend we're setting it up on we've got an executive sitting here in the studio and he's interviewing us. All right, so let's give him what. Wait a minute!
Give us some Viagra.
Hey now, let's give them a little bit of what we have to offer. Not only are we local, but you know we're also very personable with the listeners. We can relate to the listeners.
Yes.
Not only that, but you know we can do things that like not these national radio stations can't do. And those things be get local people in the air, take local calls, have contests.
Exactly.
You know, things
throw
like
frisbees
that.
At remotes.
Exactly.
Get them out in the masses. Make the remote what it used to be. It used to be a party when I was growing up. You go to a Peaches Records or something like that.
Yeah.
And local stations would be there with the guy you listen to. And when you're, you know, back then, what was it, Atari and radio?
Yeah.
Back then, pretty much that's all you had. There was no internet. So you go to these things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'd be lights and sirens and frisbees and chaos and everything.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see some people bring that back to the forefront as far as live remotes go. I mean, really throw the excitement, frisbees, stickers, shirts, fire engines, circus midgets, whatever it takes.
Exactly.
You know, bring in the kids with their helmets and crayons.
Exactly.
Bus, you know?
Exactly. You know, have your kids pull up licking windows.
Bring mom and dad.
You know?
and have them make a Ted Williams sign as well.
Yeah.
Everybody could do a Ted.
Everybody come, you know, we'll go out to a remote location.
That would be the contest for the remote right there.
Dude.
The Ted Williams impersonation.
Impersonation. We just came up with a contest right here.
There you go. That is the Ted Williams helped me finance my 50th trip to rehab.
We could call this the pitch meeting, I guess. So,
amazing.
But, I mean, we've got a lot to offer. We've got great personalities. I want to get signed.
And I want to get signed as well.
Yes.
We want to get signed together, actually.
Yes.
You know, you can give him a little more.
Hey, this
it's
is
like
a
Ringo
deal.
And George. You don't have to give Ringo as much when you got the first big check. Or, you know, I mean, it don't matter to me.
Hey,
I just don't want to keep living with my motto being soup is good food.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I'm tired of wondering where I'm going to get my next meal at.
Yeah,
so.
We got each other, though.
Exactly.
We don't have to worry about any of that. But it would be nice to get in there and get a good old break from somebody like that. And make Lex and Ferry and Bob and Terry and just all these people. You know, I think they kind of suck. I toured as a drummer for 16 years.
And Ron Boy and Willie.
Ron Boy and Dildo. I mean, you know, John Boy and Silly. Butt Plug and Bernie. All those guys.
Butt Plug?
I don't get it. I mean, we were listening at the red light yesterday, and I was like, listen, these... Dudes, and it was just horrible.
Hey, it's John Boy and Millie.
Yep, now just remember when you divorce your sister in West Virginia, she's still legally your sister.
You know, nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah.
I'd rather hear somebody, you know, I'd rather hear dog fart.
I hear
personally.
Well, All right, let's play some music.
Play some music. What do you got for us? What do you think we're going to crank it out?
I don't know.
Well, real quick, it's going to be sunny with a high of 70 today here, and you're listening to WLSD, and I think we got to take them out with something really cool, something to compliment Ted Williams, perhaps. What would be...
Comfortably numb.
Comfortably numb. Comfortably dumb, maybe, right? I'm thinking, what would be Ted?
Let's see if we can tear up a song.
I can see clearly now. This guy. No, I don't know.
Let's see if we can find some karaoke here. And
croaky with Ted. See, there's another thing.
No, it's croaky with Kirk the Jerk and Slim.
Absolutely.
So let's see what we can find here. I'm going to see what kind of rock karaoke we can find.
Absolutely. We'll burn one down.
Yeah. And then we'll cut this part out.
Oh, yeah. Look at that guy's mouth. Looks like he's getting ready to take one for the team there. Look at that. You're going to pause that up no better? No, you're what? No.
Let's see here. Karaoke songs. There we go.
We'll sing it for Ted. Can we do that? Can we just get right on that and croaky out with it? All right, man.
Yeah,
that's great. If I had Ted's number, I would call him and ask him what his favorite song was.
Hang on a second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That one was a breather.
Went for a minor crop dust, but we that's about all we got on that one, dust. Oh, hold on.
Nope,
still nothing. Boy.
Oh.
And that's what happens when you're... when your mic kind of falls off the stand. No big deal. It's a, we're running on a shoestring budget. Nothing.
Shoestring.
We're eating shoestring potato sticks as we speak.
Let's see here. What do we want to sing for him?
It's got to be something just so.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Lionel Richie. Hello.
Hello.
Is it the Golden Voice?
Yeah, is it the Golden Voice you're looking for? Tell me where I'm going to get my next fix. I want to go play with some sticks.
Let's see here.
Dragging the line.
You're the one that I want.
Oh, YMCA. He probably lived a lot of those. Maybe that would be it.
All right.
Under the bridge. By the Chili Peppers.
I don't ever want to be like I was that day. With my cardboard sign, I didn't have much to say.
You know, like ragged. He could go anywhere with it, really.
Let's see.
Work him like a rib. This is no time for updates. Not that up to date, anyway.
If you're up.
Free falling, that's good.
Free falling.
That's freebasing. I'm sorry. We could take cocaine, and you could set yourself on fire like Richard Pryor, cocaine. You know.
All right, we're gonna sing
free,
a song.
Freebasing. See, we could do that for Ted.
Oh yeah.
I think I'll sit here and drink. You know.
Let's see. What about Mr. Postman?
If he's looking for a residual check from Kraft, he probably doesn't shove that up his nose.
Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. Let's give Ted some Dancing Queen. Dancing Queen.
Let's do it.
Oh, right. Boy. Let's give Ted. Yeah, we're going to round you out here while you're sitting at that red light about, I always felt for the people when I would think, you know, what do these guys do? You get down around land in the big cities, you see traffic jams that are huge, and you're just thinking, you know somebody in them 4 or 5 lanes of traffic. Someone's got their beer ships.
All right, here we go.
Ted Williams, this is for you, the man with the golden voice.
This is you, Ted Williams.
Oh, yeah. Get your freak on right here at WLSD. I'm going to get it on for you right now.
All right, here we go. You can dance. You can drive. Holding your cardboard sign. Oh, Dad, see that girl.
Nice to
watch this.
That's good. He used to be a dancing queen.
Let's see. Here we go.
When I do my bow on Friday night.
It's Tuesday night and the news is slow.
I gotta go out. I'm Ted. I need some blow. My sign's falling apart. I need a fix real bad. I got some money to burn.
Anybody could be that guy.
But who would want to be?
Night is young and the music's high.
And so is Ted.
With a bit of rock music, everything is fine.
So scratch him out another line.
When you get the chance. You are the golden voice.
golden voice holding a cardboard sign.
Golden voice
cardboard sign. Can I tell the time?
We're totally busting the myth that radio DJs can sing.
We're just going to call this Tearing Up Ted. Because we've worked all our life, guys like me and Slim, we just can't seem to never win.
See that golden voice, watch him gleam, he is famous.
Because he's the drag queen.
He's the Cleveland Clavalier.
He used to be a drag queen, did you know that?
I'm sure Ted did. He's got big long legs, big hairy toes.
Okay, here we go.
You're
a teaser, you turn him on.
But whenever he crawls out from under that underpass, he's always wearing that thong.
Wearing his high heels and his makeup, too.
And my hypodermic needle, kid. I think I got a shit. I'm going through cold turkey. My mom don't even recognize me, Dancing Ted. He used to give head, but now he's got money from Kraft mac and cheese.
And an endless supply of mac and cheese.
Heroin for my friends, my homeless loser buds, and even him.
Ted Williams can dance.
Ted can sing.
Having the time of his life.
And you know he is.
Oh, he used to be a girl. Watch him claim. He is former drag queen.
He's the heroin queen.
The heroin king. There you go.
With money like this, I ain't never coming down.
As you can tell by the karaoke track, we are on a shoestring budget here.
And we'd like to thank Adam from the bottom of our hearts for giving us the music to rock Ted's world.
Yes. We want to thank whoever.
I could be Ted Williams. You could be Ted Williams.
Anybody
could
be Ted Williams.
Anybody can be Ted Williams.
Exactly.
Except
Grievous.
I was thinking Tiny Tim, but you know. Holy hell. I'm speechless. I went numb. I went weak. Did I turn white on that one? Because I'm already, I'm not walking on thin ice. Boy, I'm wondering what all the. That's funny.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about sex.
Let's do that, but let's take a commercial break with Kraft.
Yeah, we'll take a commercial break with Kraft and a couple other of our wonderful sponsors. And
our sponsors are Metamucil, the Lion's Den, the Peep Show down on Route 60. They love us there. And the worst titty bar in the United States, and I can justify this, would be probably, the West End Carousel. Is that what it's called down there?
Yeah, that's not a titty bar. There? That's not a titty bar. That's a whorehouse.
No, I'm not talking about the Aristocrat Club. I'm talking about down at the West End, the Antique.
Oh, country. Okay. You're talking about Antique the Carousel.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Carousel.
It's the one where all the old, the big girls, the married, you know, help out your local mother stripper kind of thing happens.
And
all my stripper world experiences, I don't think I've ever. Let me tell you what happened when I came back here years ago. I walked in there, and lo and behold, my ex-girlfriend's up there dancing. And I'm with my uncle. He just retired from the Navy. He came in. Oh, yeah, there's Trish, you know, and she bends down and airing that thing out in front of my face. And says, "Well, it ain't like nothing you ain't never seen before." I don't want to see that no more. It looks like an axe wound. What have you been doing with that?
We'll be right back. We're going to take a commercial break.
And the jerk.
When we come back, we're going to give some advice to some local callers. So we'll be right back after this. It is Slim and Kirk the Jerk, the Freak Show.
Right here.
Yeah, I really screwed this up.
Kraft home-style macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
Four Pole Productions proudly presents the long-awaited hit record, The Golden Voice, Ted Williams himself, featuring all the golden classics you know and love, like Stairway to Heaven.
All that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
And featuring other golden classics as old-time rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling it. For sure.
Hey, Ted, you were supposed to start singing.
I keep blowing it right there for some reason. I'm not really understanding it. Something's coming down on me like a two-ton heavy thing. I got it right here. Hold on. Here we go.
Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get old Ted on the floor. In 10 minutes, I'll be lit for the door. I like that old-time rock and roll.
And Ted Williams also covers Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird. Williams, the golden voice, bounces all over the place as far as music formats go, like the Beatles.
Oh, I'll tell you something I think you'll understand when, say something, I fucked up, didn't I? Oops. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
Ted Williams even covers such classics as Kiss.
Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing, and we just can't find the sound. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do?
And even a bonus track from Ted Williams when he was 5 years old.
Hello, my name's Ted Williams. I'm only 5 years old, but I have a golden voice and a severe drug habit. My mommy hates me. So do other starving working DJs. But I'm rich because I have a golden voice. Crack macaroni and cheese! It's good!
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Will Ted Williams, the golden voice, end up being found dead in a crack house in Las Vegas, Nevada?
No. When I'm all jacked up in Las Vegas, well, I'm the golden voice and I have found Jesus, but it's good.
We're coming to you live with Shelby, the racist dog.
Shelby, the racist dog.
Yes, Shelby.
Hang on. Let's let Shelby's owner tell us the story about this dog.
Shelby, how long have you known about yourself being a racist? Shelby, the racist dog, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
Yes.
But that's
yes.
Nice. That's good. Shelby, the racist dog, has stirred up quite a controversy.
Yes, she has.
Because Batman Lego is surely going ape shit.
I'm going to let Kirk interview Sean,
who's
the owner of Shelby the racist dog.
Absolutely. Now, Sean, this is a well-behaved dog, actually. Shelby's not a racist, actually. I'm going to give you a mic here, and you just take that mic. Right there you go. There's Sean. He is the owner of Shelby the racist dog. How long have you had Shelby the racist dog, Sean?
I believe about 7 years.
Yeah, 7 years, huh? 7 years. Now, will that dog, is it trained to attack people that don't know?
Yes.
Has she ever been on television?
No.
No. Ever had kids?
No.
No kids. No kids for Shelby. I guess Shelby would be that. Well, that's what we'll do. We'll have we'll take the 10th caller to get their Rottweiler to mate with Shelby, and we'll have a on-air.
We'll have racist babies.
I don't know. You think they'd be racist, Sean, if she was to have babies?
I don't know. She done it all on her own.
She does it all on her own, or she can't do it all on her own?
No, she come up with being racist all on her own.
So you, I mean, if you
can you explain further how she?
Well, we was going down to AutoZone one day on 16th Street. we passed Brown Town down there by the Brick City. And off one day, she about knocked the wind out of my truck trying to get after one of them. And from then on, I figure she's a good dog.
I'm telling you, that's just wild. You know, we should pair up with the insult dog. What's his name?
But the good thing about it is you can just speak of him, and she gets all tore up. Hey, Shelby, where's him next at?
Well, look at that, folks. You don't get that every day now, do you? Now, see,
hey,
I tell
there?
You.
Look for him. Are they over there?
All hell is breaking loose here at WLSD at the moment. We're going to get our collective together real quick here.
See, now that's what I'm telling you. When you got a dog that just done that just right up out the blue, you had to keep her. That's a good damn dog.
I can't believe it.
Boys!
You know, I've been to 2 county fairs and a goat friggin'. I've never seen nothing like that. I'm telling you. That's impressive.
Goat friggin's
something.
Goat friggin's, hold up, boys. Did they tie them to a stump first? You know, like put the front legs over the stump, the rear legs, and tie them together on the side so they can't get away?
Mercy. Goodness sakes.
Boy, you talking about goat friggin'. You want to go one. I know where to holler.
I've seen it. I met a guy on tour once. I was in Butte, Montana, and there was a lonely guy sitting at the end of the bar there, and I went over and I talked to him, and he said, you know, all these people here, he says, he's that big house up there.
Hey, boy, hold up, man. I thought we was talking about my dog, not
goats. Oh, yeah,
goats.
I don't
Come
know
on,
what that
man.
Has to race.
I'm here
it goes
about
back to
dog,
the,
not goats.
Go friggin'. And Shelby.
What's so funny? You laughing at her?
No, I'm laughing with
him. Huh?
I would laugh with him.
You ain't got no c***ing in you, do you? I can say one word and
no.
She'd be there.
I know. That's what I'm saying, the trick word. You know me. Please don't bite off my wiener.
This segment brought to you by Roadies.
Roadies? We love roadies. Roadies are great.
Yes, yeah, roadies are awesome. This segment being brought to you by Roadie Tech. It's a school that teaches you how to be a roadie, and they live by the creed. If it's wet, drink it. If it's dry, smoke it. If it moves, f*** it. If it doesn't move, put it on the truck.
I love it. Roadie Tech for all right. Your cable wrapping live PA.
So it's Slim and Kirk the Jerk. This is the Freak Show.
What would you like to do today? Should we do like a celebrity wake-up call?
What time is it
on the East Coast right now?
On the East Coast, it is midnight.
You think old rock stars are still awake?
I don't know.
I mean,
let's call
we
one.
Could find, who, what do you, if we was going to call somebody... I'm thinking.
Legendary. I mean, we're talking, we need
somebody,
to go big.
Yeah, we need to go big or go home on this one.
Exactly.
Paul Simon. Simon and Garfunkel.
From Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, what if you did? What if you just dialed the number? I'll put this on speaker for
Yeah, do you have that on
work.
Speaker?
Oh, I'm going to get there. I never hardly use speaker on this
Let me
phone.
See
and yeah, you're the tech guy.
I'm the techie guy.
Producer. If I wasn't going to call Paul Simon, which we are going to make... We're going to make an attempt. Of course, you know, he's married to Edie Brickell.
Yes.
Very awesome. Awesome talent.
You don't have speakerphone.
So, I don't.
So?
I'm going to log it in. So, Slim's going to go, hey, man. You know,
I'm going to give you my cell phone.
And so this is our good morning. Well, it is morning, technically.
Yeah, it is morning.
It's a Valentine's Day call.
It's a Valentine's Day call. We're calling to wish.
We love you, man.
We are calling to wish Paul Simon of Simon and Garfunkel.
I think I'll just keep it
short. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we'll just do something nice for a change.
And him and Edie.
We just called to wish Paul Simon. And if he's on there, and it's him talking.
But if we don't get Paul, we'll wish Edie.
Yeah, we just called to... wish you a happy Valentine's Day, and we hope you're really knocking the ass out of Edie. I mean, should it be almost bold like that, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to let you dial it in. You hand
me
the
American.
Thing there. Yeah, he's a cool guy, you know. And maybe we could even ask him a little bit about me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yeah, that would be
I'm
great.
I'm a little nervous. This is my first big celebrity wake-up call on the air, so I'm kind of gut-wrenched right now.
You ain't the only one.
I really got to take a minute to get my serious thoughts together on this. I don't want to blow those. So I'm just going to... I'm not going to vomit or pass out.
All right.
What's the number?
We'll cut it out.
All right. Here we go. We've got some numbers through various sources of people in the entertainment business who left to be unknown, and we'll just keep it that way.
Yes.
These are all just things happen.
Let me light up a cigar. I'm nervous as shit right now.
I wish I have some Maltol. I can't even talk right now. I just... tripped on my ass and my lips went over my head there or something like that. But the Altoid Smalls,
right now, if that was a, if I was still a heathen kind of guy and did things that were crazy, it would be a Valium or a Xanax, you know, because you're getting ready to call a guy that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And you don't think as a kid listening to me and Julio down by, you know, or a man walks down the street, dude, you may be a buddy, you know, Paul, man. It's Paul Simon, folks. Yeah. It's like calling James Brown, but he's taking a dirt nap right now. He's a little busy. Can't get with James. Here we go.
That right there. That don't utter it out there. Yeah.
So we're going for the home number first.
Okay.
Why don't you ask him, Slim? Why don't you? You're really good. You've dealt with celebrity folks most of your career. Why don't you come on, give a Paul, man.
No.
Come on, let's have a get together. Jesus.
This is all
you're going to help me out here or what?
This is all you, Kurt.
When you hit sin, man. And Paul, you know, Paul's probably up. You know, he's a musician. They never really change. The only guy that really changed, Keith Richards.
Steven Tyler sold out, so.
Yeah, but, you know, we got access to it. We could get a hold of Steve. I mean, there's a bunch of people we'll probably be doing this to over a period of time. Bette Midler, Cher.
Listen,
Artie,
he talks like he knows the guy, like Steve. Yeah, let's call Steve.
Well, okay. This is like firing a nuclear missile at this point. Right. He's holding the red button.
Here goes.
He's ready to go. Ladies Slim and gentlemen, Paul
Slim
Simon.
Is going off the mic.
And
we're going to talk to Kirk. It's going to talk to Mr. Paul Simon.
All right. Let's call Paul Simon. You got a busy signal? Okay, well, that's okay. Then let's go with his.
You did say 973, right? You've got Aldo Nova's number? Oh, my Lord. This is the freak show, by the way. We go big or go home. All right, let's go with the cell number. All right. Yeah, you're in the hot seat, Kurt.
I could probably get yelled at. This would go either way. But okay, we're gonna hit the red button again.
All right, here we go.
Come on, Paul. You don't think he's going as a bill collector, do you?
Please leave a message at the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Well, there you have it, folks. That was definitely Paul Simon, and are we leaving him a message, or do we shut him down?
No, we shut him down. But we can call him back.
Well, maybe he'll call back, though.
We can call him back.
Well, that's definitely Paul Simon, so that's a good thing. That's just kind of bizarre. Well, there you have. Well, you know, it's just as good. You know, you got Paul Simon.
Oh my God, we just got Paul Simon, dude.
Yeah, man, ain't that cool?
Wow.
So that ought to.
My God, I'm freaking the
fuck
out right now.
If you phone back, answer it if it comes up that area code,
dude. If it comes up the 201 area code,
yeah, answer and go, hey Paul, how you doing? I'm so and so with so and so, and we just want to, you know, ask you a few questions, if you can, real quick. And, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Dude, if Paul Simon calls my phone, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'd do. I don't even know how I'd answer it. I don't know if I'd answer it like, Mike Sperm Bank, you squeeze it, we freeze it.
That'd be a good one, though. That's always fun. You got pop in a bottle, better let him out. His mom's gone. Like, that kind of thing.
All right.
I guarantee you.
Let's call another celebrity.
Another celebrity. Here,
it is celebrity.
We're digging it.
Wake up call morning.
Let's call our good buddy Wayne Pauly, the front of house sound man for Celtic Women.
Celtic
Women sound man.
Oh, okay. Celtic Women sound man.
We'll call it Celtic Women sound man. I know Paul Simon, Celtic Women sound man. But look, the thing is, how many times have you seen Celtic Women on public television? And,
yeah.
Silhouette, you know, and their whole thing there. So. And you're going to ask him a few questions. Wayne Pauly from Hurricane, West Virginia, ask him a few questions. What was it like touring with Celtic Women? Just give him, be cool to Wayne. Wayne's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
His nickname to me is Ticketmaster. That being, because when I can't get a ticket, I call Wayne, and those guys, you know, take care of us. I get more love from people I know in the business, and I work at a radio station.
Imagine that.
What radio station? Okay, Wayne Pauly from Celtic Women. Let's wish him a happy birthday. It was like 2 days ago.
All right.
It's 11 o'clock in Nashville.
Hello?
Hello, Wayne.
Yeah.
Hey, man. This is Slim and Kirk the Jerk from the Freak Show Morning Show. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Just wondering, man. First of all, a happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
A friend of a friend gave us your number and told us to give you a call. I believe Kirk the Jerk wants to ask you a few questions.
I wouldn't want to ask him any questions, actually. How you doing, Wayne? You're on the air. You're literally on the air. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on?
What are you doing, man? Are you all right? You have a good birthday? Wanted to ask you some questions about touring with Celtic Women, being a local guy from Hurricane, West Virginia, and everything. Would you like to? How was your experiences with Celtic Women the 3 years that you toured with them?
Yeah, I'm breaking up a little bit.
Have we lost you?
Sorry?
This is Wayne Pauley, sound front of house, sound engineer, Celtic Women. I believe you toured. Correct. What was your experiences like working with such a big production, several great drummers, percussionists, and all that? Did you have a good time doing that?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a great show.
Awesome.
And top notch, just top to bottom.
Do you have any future?
Ask for better people.
That's awesome. Do you have any future plans of touring with them again and working with them or on a level, or are you going on to other things right now?
I've got a few other things that I'm working on currently. I'm still in contact with those folks, and they're great friends of mine outside of the business as well. But I've got a few other things I'm working on currently.
Are you still? We were reading some of your stuff where you played in a heavy metal band from here called Still Rose at one point. I mean, we just have to bring these things up. These are the liner notes we get from your hometown people back here, and they want to know what you know. There's several people here, high profile. You know, I guess they call them high profile. Do you feel high profile?
Oh, what?
Do you feel high profile? Do you feel you know? Hey,
no.
That's good. So you're still down at planet Earth with all the civilian people. I think he's lost for words, folks. We might have to go to commercial. Are you there, Wayne?
Something, I can barely hear you.
Oh, I know. It's having bad weather up here, so I guess maybe. I don't know. Wish you a happy birthday. We're taking guys from the hometown area. We understand there's several of you guys down there in Nashville in the business, and perhaps some guy that even works for Cher. So anyway, congratulations on all your successes. Stay safe, and thank you for giving us some time here. And you have a great year, my friend.
I'm certainly going to try. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne.
I had to be all fucking. I had to mask my shit. There's another like slub you talked for.
Oh wow.
He has no idea it's me. Thank God.
Oh wow. He didn't even pick up on it that it was you.
I know he's like going.
We need to get a better phone system. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah,
we need
system. You can send your donations right here to us.
Yes, you can.
I can talk to myself again, man, because it's hard to call your friends in the business. And because, you know, I talk like this, and people know me. It's like yourself. People can go, it's like being in a bar, and, you know, I've seen you before. You look really familiar because you bang some chick. But, you know what I mean? You look, and you got a voice.
Yeah. It is.
Wayne Pauley from Hurricane.
Wayne Pauley. Yeah, give it up for him.
Yes, he's worked with that Bo Brady or whoever. Not Bo Brady. He was a soap opera star.
Oh, my God.
He's from Days of Our Lives. What the hell, John?
I got Bo, the long-haired guy from, American Idol.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of great stories.
He worked for Bo Bice.
That's who he did. Bo Bice. But, Brooks and Dunn, it's endless. A lot of guys around here, we come from a great area that's saturated with talent. Thank God.
Would you like to call Paul Simon back and leave a voicemail about Edie buying some?
Maybe we should save that. When it comes up, maybe you think he's being stalked and he'll block it.
Yeah.
Let's save that for a couple days. We'll just, I'll tell you what we'll do, folks. Just if you listen to that whole segment, you're kind of chapped. We'll wait a couple days so the number can digest, and then we'll call him back.
Yeah.
And say, hey, and we'll leave him. Maybe he'll answer next time.
Yeah, maybe.
Paul is getting up there, so it's midnight.
Yeah.
He's up north there in New York.
He probably went to bed at like 8 o'clock because he's so old.
Right. So we'll pick back up on that and see. We'll just have like a, Paul Simon Freak Fest week or something. And we will get a hold of Paul.
All right.
Paul is dead.
Cool.
Paul Simon and Wayne Paul
Simon.
And,
Wayne Pauley and let's see if we can find a chick to participate in a
dial
radio,
a chick.
Let's see if we
dial
can,
a chick's always fun.
Dial a chick.
Dial
We're
a
just
chick.
Gonna dial a random chick.
Random
you ready?
Chick. Put her up right up on here on the air. We can see where this goes. You want me to ask her questions? Or
yeah. Her name's Jessie.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, is this Jesse?
Hello?
Is this Jesse?
Yeah.
Jesse, how you doing? We just wanted to call and wish you a happy Valentine's Day. We know it's tomorrow, but we only have one thing to say. You know that I wish I had Jesse's girl. We hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for playing.
I love you, Jesse.
Was I just on the radio?
You are on the radio right now.
You are on the air.
I am? Yes.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed? No, you really are. You're live and loud right
now.
No,
you're live and loud, babe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy Valentine's Day, Slim. I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart. Happy Valentine's Day.
No, that's beautiful.
That was pretty beautiful.
Right on. That was great.
It was gnarly. It was like a gnarly toad boyfriend. That's what it was.
that's nice. That's a great visual alone. But yeah, just to even put it together, you know, with you know the whole thing.
So Jesse,
what's
new in your life? Do you have like a love life going? What's going on with you?
No, I'm pretty single.
Oh, you're still single.
I thought she said I'm pretty single.
Doesn't she sound hot over the phone?
Yeah, she do. This is a segment I'm going to add to the show. It's called Dial a Chick.
And you're the chick we dial.
And you were the first dial a chick to be dial a chick. So congratulations on that alone. That's, you know, that's.
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight?
Huh?
What are you doing tonight?
What am I doing tonight?
Oh, yeah, what are you doing tonight? Just hanging out?
Dance too on the Wii.
Oh, well, now there you
nice.
Go. Right on. That's nice. You got any big plans for Valentine's Day?
Moscato.
Pardon me?
I said drinking some Moscato.
Oh, wow. We're coming over to your place.
Exactly. We're out of beer.
Ew. Beer's gross.
Yeah, you know.
So, do you have any big plans for the Valentine's Day?
No, not really. Probably just get a pint of Edie's and watch TV and cry because I'm lonely.
Aww. Well, come be with me. You won't be lonely anymore. I just propositioned you on the air.
On the air.
Are you going to shoot me down?
Nice.
No, I'm not going to shoot you down.
All right, so I'm propositioning you. What's your response?
Are you asking me out on a date on the radio?
I could be.
That's sweet.
Isn't that just awesome? I think it's awesome. What a lovely moment we're having here.
I'm thinking you, me, Funny Bone, Boner, you know, we'll just get her done.
Oh, that's sweet.
What do you think?
I think I'm just lost for words.
I think I have to work.
You have to work?
Yeah.
Well,
I have to close tomorrow.
Aren't you a musician?
Huh?
Aren't you a musician?
I mean, I try to play. I'm not all that great. I wouldn't call myself a musician.
Really?
How about a magician?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, you know.
I appreciate the excuse there.
I just want to say
don't play. You know. You know I'm your girl, and I would go out on a date with you on Valentine's Day if I could, and you know that.
Yes, I do know that. And the chick that I interviewed is on Facebook with me, Lisa Landry. She's awesome.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's always a good thing. So I just want to tell you what a gentleman you are, too, by the way, the whole going out thing. Because I'm thinking, you know, most of my dates, I go, you want to go to the car wash, get a bag of chips, and maybe take in a peep show. So I'm touched.
I'm here with you.
That is Kirk the Jerk. We're on the Freak Show Morning Show.
Oh, how that's, you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? That's nice. This is good. We're having a lot of fun here.
Freak you and the freaking podcast you wrote in on.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse.
You're listening to the Freak Show Podcast.